everyone. This is Peter Granich. I like to say that the last significant change in my nearly 42-year career in and around the financial arena is at hand. Although I planned for just one edition, my book reached its sixth edition earlier this year. Unless unforeseen circumstances arise, this will be my final chapter in business. It has been said to move forward, reflect on where you've been. That includes the many highs and lows I've experienced over the past 5 years. But despite my absolute darkest hours ever, back in late 2022 and early 2023, and one stock position that caused more self-inflicted grief than all others combined, I ended up having the best 1 year and 5 year period in my entire career. While looking back first is a bit of a pat on my own back, it also very much will help set the stage for what I envision going forward. I'll focus on generalizations to keep it brief. In late 2020, two decisions helped shape my business life going forward. The first was to close the most profitable, enjoyable part of my business, Trinity Financial Sports and Entertainment Management. The NFL became 100% woke, along with the Major League Baseball and the National Basketball Association. While I absolutely loved my Spring Lake office, and once or twice a month I still miss going there, it became impossible to live out my faith working with professional athletes and teams. COVID also influenced the decision to close that office as well. If ever the saying one door closes and another one opens was true, it did for me in that I became involved again in an industry I had left, I thought, for good in 2013 and was only dabbling back into it until this change in my business, and that was the metals and mining industry. Back in 2018 through 2019, I was personally placing bets again in an industry I worked full-time in for 25 years up until 2013. One of those bets would lead me to be hearing from someone I didn't know at all, but now has become one of the best things to happen to me in my entire career. Michael Gentile would contact me, and we would find that both of our faith and finance were a common path, and we'd become much deeper with one another in both. Then in late 2021, I would make a decision that would have the most impact on my career and my family than any other I've made combined. I would conclude that ownership of physical gold would be a much better choice for capital gains than general equities. On top of that, something unheard of to both professionals and individual investors alike, the belief U.S. treasuries would actually lose money. I told those who would even listen that this would be the case for at least 3 years, if not longer. In the end, I was proven right. But only one client from our entire planning group followed my advice nearly exactly. Funny thing about that client, he barely could spell gold when I first met him, let alone know anything about mining and exploration. Yet he has now a very large portion of his wealth in them. He's very involved in them, and thankfully his level of wealth greatly increased. In March of 2022, I would suffer the loss of my absolute best friend. Just a few months later, I would see my life suddenly spiral down to the point of contemplating taking my own life, which would lead to hospitalization. I would learn later that the shock and actual loss of my dearest friend would be a key contributing factor to literally being just inches away from ending my life. At the start of 2023, I received a blog sponsorship offer, and then Michael Gentile recommended additional companies. A fantastic psychiatrist that took such a personal interest in me also played a big role in coming out of that valley. It would come to pass that a generic factor is the most likely culprit to the depression bouts I've had since childhood. Another old saying came into play, adversity creates opportunity. By ending my work with professional athletes and becoming more engrossed in the metals and mining industry with such a personal belief that we would have such higher prices for gold, uranium, copper, and finally even silver too, I would speculate heavily into many of the juniors Michael Gentile was involved in. One would lead to the most aggravation I've ever endured, both self-inflicted and due to some bad people associated with the company. After realizing the extent of my losses, I reinvested what remained into existing major stock positions and have now ultimately recovered that loss and then some. Sure enough, gold would indeed outperform both stocks and bonds. In 2025, I would flip out of the physical metal and into major gold producers. I would also catch uranium twice for triple-digit gains in the last 5 years. Riverboat Pete ultimately invested heavily into juniors who joined late but significantly improved performance they had over the 1 and 5 years ended up the best results for my 42-year career. The last part of looking back to see where I need to head came a few months ago. It's too long to describe it as its multiple different parts, but the bottom line was I concluded I had allowed myself to be pulled away from what should be my primary work and was, until a few years back when I just did what I described, led me astray, and that's actively and primarily speak about faith and finance and making it known to as many others as possible in a full-time position and without the distraction that the metals and mining industry became, no matter how profitable it ended up for me and so many others. So after careful prayer and consultation, I concluded when blog sponsorships come to an end at the end of this month, I would no longer be active in that industry ever again. Not to say I won't address it at times, and most definitely speculated in it still, but what's left of my natural life is, and I must, put my faith back fully back on my sleeve and speak about what some won't like to hear and be a voice where most others dare not go in fear of lost business. So here we are. The first day of the rest of my natural life begins on January 2nd. The economic, social, and political nightmare I have envisioned has caused such concern that it's fair to say this is indeed the most bearish I've been in my entire career. Although there's not enough time to explain everything in depth, those who have listened to me as 2026 drew near know exactly what circumstances have resulted in me feeling like a chicken hiding in a foxhole. I will address this thoroughly in 2026, starting with my podcast Looking Forward on January 2nd. In my view, American investors are likely to experience the greater financial and psychological difficulties in the next 1 to 3 years than they've ever experienced in this nation's history. Most people avoid this topic, and those who agree simply repeat what others have already told me. Peter, I believe you're right, but I'm praying you're wrong. Now let me leave you with this simple but critical guideline. Capital preservation, not capital appreciation, is the main goal. It's not how much one will make, but how much one doesn't lose that's going to separate the winners from the losers. Those who have wealth are going to be more targeted by government than ever before to capture more of their wealth to pay for an ever-increasing cost to run government as debts and deficits continue to pile up. Preserving wealth should take priority over growing it. Faith and finance are not an option. It's the only path that can lead to real peace and happiness. The Bible has more about matters of finance than it does what you think ultimately be its two biggest topics, heaven and hell. Please now have the most blessed Christmas and enjoy it for all it's worth. Come January 2nd, I'll be speaking to the financial markets going forward and all related matters that have me most definitely wanting to be a live chicken versus a dead duck. God bless.